Hey, what's going on? It's Randy Miles, and I'm really thrilled to have this man on the phone with me. I have been waiting and waiting. Darwin Hobbs, what is going on?
Oh, my goodness. I've been waiting to talk to you and so many other people, too. So I'm grateful to be on this phone.
Listen, before we got into the interview, I was like, bruh, you actually have something out. I'm so thrilled
for you. Thank you. I'm so excited. I guess I'm just trying to wrap around my brain what I've been feeling in my spirit and in my psyche all these years, because mm-hmm. the feeling I have today, I feel great. And I think it's because, well, of course, it's because anybody feels good when people are affirming you and complimenting you and congratulating you. So that automatically, you know, you feel thankful, you know, but at the same token, it's just I think I'm feeling fulfilled today. Like, you know, I'm back to doing what it is I really, one of the reasons I've been placed on the earth, you know. And so and when you're walking in that and operating in your God-given purpose, you know, then it really does kind of, you know, give you a sense of a purpose and fulfillment. And I think that's what I'm experiencing. I feel great.
I feel good for you. It's been 10 years for you. You have this new single that's out now. It's called Get Ready. But on top of that, you have Heart Art Worship. What is that?
Well, it's my label, Heart Art Worship. And it's really a community that, well, right now, only a few little small people that I've connected with over the years. But what Heart Art means, the idea behind it is, as a worship leader and as a worship arts person in the local church, or even not even just local church, but just artists, period, that are connected to the creative process in gospel and Christian mm-hmm. music, I feel that the best or the most effective of us perfect both the heart and the art of what we do. I think so many times, Randy, that there's one or the other. People are either really honing their craft and their skill, and they get all, and we killing. I mean, we know we can kill, but then maybe some presence is missing from it, or some really heart of what we do, and it's not a lot of feeling to it. Or on the other end, even you can have people to say, well, I got the anointing and I don't really have to know how to sing. Well, no, because to me that is nothing more than a distraction.
Amen.
And I just feel that in a practical sense, you need to know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Well, on the natural side, come on, we need you to know how to sing or play or whatever it is you purport to be. And then also, though, not forsake the heart of it. And I always say, you know, it's great. Performance is great. But I think if you're going to call yourself a minister of the gospel, you need presence connected with that performance. So that's where Heart Art comes from. And so that's the label. And I'm releasing all my music under that. But also it's partnered, thank God, with the folks at Fairtrade and Ty Scott. So I'm excited about that partnership, too.
That is fantastic. Well, tell me about the new single, Get Ready.
Excited about that. Get Ready is a song that actually my spiritual mentor and father, John Stevenson, he wrote that song a couple years back. But then I came along and helped co-write it and just added some parts to it. But it's really just an anthem, honestly, and it just was timely without meaning to be timely. Mm-hmm. I was going to record a full album in the spring and canceled it because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, well, I got to release a single until I record the album, you know, in spring of 2021. So I picked that song because I felt that the message in the song would be so timely for all that we're living through nowadays. Mm-hmm. Because the song pretty much just is an anthem, and it's a proclamation that we're expecting God to move. We're anticipating him to move in miracles and in a deliverance and healing. And anybody that's alive in today's climate, you know, we need God to move in a way that he has not, perhaps we haven't seen him here to date move, even though he is moving. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe there's anything new under the sun, because I think our future is God's past. But at the same time, for our sense of trusting and believing, this song is great because it just says, again, I'm expecting a move of God. I'm expecting a miracle, and I'm releasing my faith, you know, because it's one thing, Randy, to say, we have faith, but it's another thing to release that faith. And so it's just a happy song. It's a song I tell people, you're going to groove and worship because it definitely will make you move. This is an up-tempo, fun song. I'm excited about the producer that I work with, Jeremy J.J. James. And Jeremy Haynes is a great drummer, but Jeremy James is the producer of this. Wow. And he's a young gentleman out of North Carolina who's kind of up and coming. So I'm excited to even partner with people in his generation and me, and we bring it together, and here we are.
On the phone with Darwin Hobbs, as his brand new song is called Get Ready. And Darwin, you're preparing this new album as well.
Oh my goodness, yes. In the spring, it's going to be called Set List. And I call it Set List because as a worship leader, one of my most challenging moments of the week, every week, is compiling a set list of songs that I can do at church when I'm leading people in worship and corporate worship. Mm-hmm. And so I've been I'm one that's known to complain about some of the music that's currently out. I think it's great, but some of it, in a sense of being user-friendly as far as corporate worship,
yeah,
is too wordy, and sometimes it's just not accessible. And so I thought, well, let me stop complaining and let me record and be the answer to the problem I'm complaining about. So I'm going to record 10 to 12 songs that are, they just straight up praise and worship, straight up church songs that, or songs that work in a corporate sense.
Yes.
That people don't have to spend too much time reading the screen. They can actually engage with these songs. Okay. It doesn't take you but one time listening, and then you can go ahead and engage in your worship instead of just being so attentive on the big screen, trying to see what the next word is.
Right.
So they're just simple songs. And I think that a lot of times, I think songwriters need to be mindful of that. You didn't ask me to say this, but I think songwriters need to be mindful of lyric content, because sometimes you can't say everything in the course of one song.
Very true. Very true.
You know, so, I mean, it's just, you know, so it's kind of one of those less is more. Well, in my instance, to me, less is more. I can use it more because, I mean, here I am. I got 5,000 people that I'm leading. You know, I lead worship there in New York at A.R. Bernard's church. It's a huge church, and I got all this sea of people, you know, when we're not on restriction from COVID, but
right,
all this sea of people that I'm leading, and I don't have time for most of them to not be engaged because they're so busy, like, well, Lord have mercy, here comes another set of words, or here comes another. So set list will be a good 10 songs that people like me worship. It's a tool that I'm giving to worship leaders, and I'm saying, here, use these because they're going to work.
I absolutely love that. And during your time while you were out, you were doing some really special things, like, you know, having Bethany. I call her your mini-me.
Yes. Now, I'm going to tell you, Tracy and I, well, now we're coming on 30 years married, but at 20 years married, we still had no kids. We received the miracle of Bethany. Tracy got pregnant at 45. And so back then, I really, but right before that, so about 4 years before, I had recorded my last album, Champion, mm-hmm, which thank God that was the only Stellar Award I've ever won. I got from that album, mm-hmm, for Praise and Worship Album of the Year. But after that, I kind of took a break. And then when we had Bethany, of course, I had to wrap my brain around becoming a dad and trying to, you know, be the best dad I could be at this age. And so, and also, I really honestly, Randy, I needed to know that this is what I was still called to do. Mm-hmm. And of course, God confirmed that, which is why we're talking today about this music. But music has made a shift, especially even in gospel, in a sense.
Yeah.
And some of it, the expression, it's kind of hard to, for me, it was hard to say, hey, this is the style that I feel led to and really equipped to record. I'm not sure that a lot of that's being released nowadays, because so much of what we hear nowadays is in a certain style and a certain lane, and I don't really do that.
Yeah.
And so the thing that's been refreshing and rewarding for me today is for a lot of people to say to me, Darwin, thanks for being true to who you are creatively, mm-hmm, but really thank you for that urban gospel sound again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
amen.
I don't apologize for that, because and nothing against some of the other expression, but this is this is what I do, and this is what, if I'm going to hit a home run, it's because I'm singing contemporary gospel music, and that's what I released with Get Ready.
Amen, amen. Well, it is such a pleasure to talk to you. God bless you and
too.
Your beautiful family. And
thank
how
you.
Do we find you?
Well, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Darwin Hobbs. On a YouTube channel I got now, which is Darwin Hobbs as well, which I got a lyric video up today that they can find on YouTube. And then, of course, I got a website, Darwin Hobbs Music. And I'll just tell people now, I'm a whole man, I'm a whole husband, daddy, artist, and worship leader. So all of that comprised is what my timeline on my social media is comprised of.
Absolutely.
So I don't want people thinking, hey, we're going to go and just hear Darwin speaking in tongues. No, I do all of that. But I also like to engage in current events, and I like to laugh.
Yes.
I love to talk about my daughter and my wife, and I love to talk about music and stuff, but I just am a full person, and that's what my social media represents. So come on and have fun if you want to, if you can handle the whole of me, because that's what I do on my social media. So come on and follow me, but just be prepared that it's all of me. Nothing's missing.
Absolutely. I appreciate that about you. I'm telling you, that's why I follow you on social media.
Thank
because
you.
We get all of Darwin. We don't get,
right.
You know, just one dimensional. It's everything.
Yeah. And I think that's how we should be.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time. Darwin Hobbs, everybody on the Detroit Praise Network. God bless you, my brother.
Bless you too. I love you.